Hello. Welcome to the Context Machine. It's episode 634. 634 of these things. I'm Brian Chaffin.
I don't believe you.
Yep, it's true. We've been doing it for 100 years.
No, I mean that you're Brian Chaffin.
Oh, right. No, right. I am.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
I could be AI Brian Chaffin.
Nope, you have the right number of fingers.
All right, yeah, one, two.
Also, AI Brian Chaffin would totally do some clever reverse psychology thing to trick me into thinking that they're not AI Brian Ooh, good. Clever move.
Right. Checkmate.
Yeah. All right. Well, I meet Sack Jeff Gamet. Oh, and if you're so inclined, we have a website that you can go look at, contextmachine.io.
You can also use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on post.news or Mastodon at Context Machine. You know, I feel we're not, are we getting any traction on Mastodon?
We get people chatting. So, yeah, I'm sorry. That's not the answer you wanted to hear.
Well, no, that's good. And I'm not there. I mean, I'm on Mastodon.
Just the tone of your, Well,
that's fair. That's not actually what I meant, but that is a fair effort. I feel like we should mention Threads, but the Context Machine is not on Threads, but I am. And that's what matters.
Yeah, that is what matters. I am too. And you know, Brian, I really need to commit to doing more on Threads.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to commit, but I recognize that I should.
Yeah. So we have a sponsor this week?
We do, Brian. We have a sponsor, LinkedIn Jobs.
Oh, that's good. I like them. We're going to tell you more about them later in the show. And we can either just jump into the Threads thing now and then do the other thing later.
Sure, we can do that. And actually, I'm going to derail us slightly.
Oh, excellent. I like this.
But it ties in. So Threads.
Yeah.
And I just said that I really should commit to doing to being more active on Threads. The problem is there are these multiple services and committing the time to get content on all the services can be counterproductive.
Yes. I mean, you're already active on Mastodon.
I am. And
so I don't really know that you, I mean, you should be on Threads to support me.
And it's all about you.
And it is all about me. But if you don't feel like supporting one of your best friends, is that fair to say?
It is fair to say I don't want to support one of my best friends. You set that up so beautifully, and I knocked it out of the park.
You did. That was far better than I had hoped. But anyway, so if you don't want to support one of your best friends on Threads, it kind of like, I mean, like, I know there are plenty of people who post all the things everywhere, but the reality is that those same people are not really interacting with anybody.
Yeah, with people.
The one place. I mean, all right. So something that I've known for a long time and have apathied. Is that a verb? We'll make that a verb.
It's a verb now.
I've really apathized this.
Apathicated?
Being part of the conversation on any social media platform, that includes Reddit, that includes web forums, that includes all of the, you know, what we really think of as social media today, you know, the Threads, the Mastodons, the Posts, the Blue Sky, which Blue Sky I think has the best app.
Okay.
But anyway, being part of the conversation is an absolutely essential part of being part of the conversation. Because, like,
yes,
people that just show up on social media and think that they can post their podcast or their interview or their article and just be done, don't get, even if they get a following, they don't get any actual traction from that following because no one's paying attention to them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this brings us to my dilemma that I have right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had a whole system set up back when the services that we were all using on a regular basis, the platform that's gone, the platform that was Twitter, and then Instagram and Facebook and, you know, maybe a couple others, I could use different tools like If This Then That to trigger creating content in one place and have it post somewhere else for me. And then I could use notifications from all those different services to know when I'm getting interaction there. And then I would go and I could interact with those people. And because I'm there, now I can go through the rest of my threads and see who else I need to interact with. So it worked well for me to be able to be active and interacting on multiple platforms simultaneously. The problem that I have now is that I've been able to do a thing where in Mastodon, you can actually create sort of like little apps. And I did that and then used If This and That and hooked Instagram to Mastodon so I can have images posting at the same in the same places. I'm getting my notifications everywhere, doing my regular posting on Mastodon, and this is working. But I don't have a way to easily hook in other services that I know of right now. So
yeah, Blue Sky and Threads. I feel like Threads is the most viable and most active ex competitor at this right today.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to think of it as competitor because I really feel like X lost the game a long time ago. So I'm looking at it now as what new social media platforms have the highest likelihood of success. And by success, I mean, they're not going to crash and burn in the next 6 months. They'll stick around for a while. I think Blue Sky and Threads are both in that position. Mastodon will continue to go on.
Agreed.
And well, I know a lot of people really want Mastodon to be the dominant social media platform. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it will.
And that's okay.
I think their distributed method is going to keep that from happening.
Well, Blue Sky is built on the whole Fediverse thing, and they just haven't incorporated into the Fediverse yet. But when they do, now they're part of that thing too. So I don't think that's why Mastodon won't become the dominant player. I think it's simply because for these other platforms, there are larger systems behind them that already have pools of people they can draw in from. So now if we'd had this conversation 2 years ago, I would have said there are a lot of barriers that Mastodon has that will keep people from being able to join, like technical barriers. And I think that's really been addressed for the most part. So long-winded way of saying I'm feeling like Threads is the most viable platform right now to take on that mainstream text-based microblogging position for the general public.
Yeah.
I don't think it, I mean, Blue Sky, I think it'll be fine.
Blue Sky has the best app.
But that's transient.
Yes.
Next week, Threads can have the best app.
Okay.
I mean, no, it's not likely that's going to happen. But the point is, who has the best app today isn't necessarily the company that's going to have the best app later on.
And it's not even... One thing that's absolutely clear is that most of the people who are posting on Threads that I'm seeing, and that is certainly a subset of everyone that's there, they're not testing out all the apps first.
Okay.
So the fact that Blue Sky or, you know, Post could continue to have a better app or the best app forever and ever and ever. And that probably is not going to derail Threads at this point.
No, I'm with you. I don't think it will. Oh, that brings us back to the request I was going to toss out. And I'm betting there's like three people that were wondering what the request was going to be because I started and then we got sidetracked again. Does anyone know of a way that I can automate posting to Threads when I'm posting from other places? Simple as that. That's my request. The answer, I don't think, is simple. But if I had a way to do what I was doing before, where I can post once and have it distribute out to multiple platforms automatically, I need this automation. This is key for me to be able to be more active and interactive on these platforms. And I totally get this is a thing that I need to make it work for me, even though there are people out there that really don't like the idea of cross-posting content. But I get it. For me, if I don't have cross-posting, I'm just going to focus on the one place, and that'll be it.
Yep. And that will probably stay Mastodon for you?
Yeah, and... Yes. It's interesting because I do all my posting on Mastodon, but I post my graphics on Instagram and then I use my IFT recipe with my Mastodon app to auto post to Mastodon. So I get the images there as well.
Right.
And honestly, the whole Instagram thing started because of stuff that Dave and I were doing with conferences and auto posting stuff back in the old days, you know, when we were team TMO.
Right. So funny enough, by the way, I posted a music video to Instagram. And I
liked it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I posted it because I'm using the music in my book trailer. So I wanted to stop pussyfooting around.
Wait, back up the bookmobile.
Yeah.
You have a book?
Yes, I do. Jeff, I have a book.
I was afraid you weren't going to pick up what I was putting down. Okay.
I am days away from unveiling the cover, announcing a pre-order date, and announcing the launch date.
Is so exciting.
Just waiting for my website redesign to be done.
Oh, I can't wait to see the book cover. All right, so I'm just going to ask you because, I mean, this is news to me that you've done a book. Can you tell me a little bit about this book, just so I know what I'm getting into when I pick up a copy and start reading it?
Sure. A PI gets dragged into an AI conspiracy to end humanity, and he's got until Saturday to solve it.
Awesome. I love this.
But okay. Anyway, the point is that I wanted to release the music before I released the I wanted to just, you know, get it out there since I'm using some of the music.
Oh, right, you did a song.
For the book cover. And mm-hmm. I cross-posted the video from Instagram to Threads. But I was very unsatisfied with that result. Because on Threads, you then had to click through to Instagram. It didn't just, you know, show the video.
Oh.
So I deleted that post and I reposted it with the video embedded into Threads. And it was in much, much better effect.
Okay. So here's what I've been doing. And I'm pointing this out just because I'm finding it interesting what types of content are working with the cross-posting and what aren't. So I post my Inktober drawings on Instagram.
Yes, love your Inktober stuff.
Oh, thank you. I need to do two today because I was so busy with everything else yesterday. Anyhow, but the point is I post on Instagram – and then I have to tap the little weird arrow thing for sharing and then tell it to go to Threads because I can't just make it automatically go to Threads, which is stupid. Let me do that. But those images, they show up in line in Threads. So it looks like static images are showing up correctly and it does tag it so you know this is an Instagram originally on Instagram, but images seem to be working fine, but apparently videos are not. So you have to post as unique content on Threads for videos.
Well, so, yeah. So, you know, it does post a still from Instagram for a video.
Okay.
And it's got, you know, and it's got the Instagram, you know, framework that lets you know that if you're going to click on this, you're probably going to go to Instagram. But when I posted the video directly on Threads, it'll play. It won't play with sound, thank goodness, because that would be super annoying. But it does start playing when you first pull it up, and then you know you can click the unmute button if you so choose. And I find that to be far better.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
So my point was that I just found it kind of ironic that posting from Threads, because you can, with essentially one click, it might be two clicks, two taps, you can cross-post content from Instagram to Threads.
And I don't have to do any clicks to cross-post from Instagram to Facebook.
You have to choose to do it. There's one tap.
Okay, so there's a setting. Once the setting is done, it's automatic.
Oh, I see.
Why not give me a setting to auto post to Threads as well?
That's a good question. I'm wondering.
It's probably coming. I really feel like Threads was launched. When I say prematurely, I mean before they had the feature set ready that they intended to have at launch.
Yeah, I feel like they were trying
And I blame Elon Musk for that because they took advantage of one of the implosions that was happening at X, I think.
And there have been more since then.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. So we were going to talk about something. We're going to talk about several things with Threads. Oh, so one thing about Threads to me is so far, and it's, you know, I definitely am leery of anyone who's making any kind of general pronouncements about Threads or anything else, because, you know, who knows what will happen. The feeling of community on Threads is very... poignant for me. It is very evident that this feeling community, especially with the writer community, which is what I've been targeting. And I have been, so my original, what started this out was me talking about how you need to be part of the conversation to be part of the conversation. And so I have been trying to be part of the conversation instead of just hiding under a rock. And, you know, and lo and behold, I've got hundreds of followers, and that's great. And I feel like I have further or redeveloped my voice that I used to have when I was editor-in-chief of TMO. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And you can tell when there's new waves. Like every time Elon does something at X, there'll be like a new wave of people coming in.
Yeah. Yes, I've noticed that. It's like this big wave that hits Threads and Mastodon. It's probably hitting Blue Sky as well. I'm just not watching there.
It could be Post too.
Oh yeah, and Post. Yeah. So the two places that I have looked to see what's happening with followers. Yep. Every time Elon does something, there's this sudden influx of new users.
Yep. Yeah. So it's interesting and I like it. They are adding new features on Threads relatively quickly. I think there was something they added. Oh yeah. We were going to talk about the desktop thing.
Oh yeah. Everyone's going, oh, I'm glad that Threads is on the desktop. And
what they mean is that it's available on a browser because it wasn't at first. At first it was app only.
Right. And
it is available on a browser now. And some people are calling that on desktop, which is kind of weird to me, but you know, whatevs.
Yeah. It's weird to me because, I feel like, maybe not as much as you, but I certainly fall into the mostly pedantic category. And
yeah, probably not saying, as much as hey, me.
Yeah, probably not as much as you. Oh, I'm glad we're friends. Or at least I'm glad we've been friends up to this point.
And I'm very glad that you pretend to be my friend.
No, you're a very good friend. And I have plenty of hugs for you for the next time we see each other. And you'll have to pay me for them just like always.
Yes.
Anyhow, what was I saying? You made me completely forget what I was saying. Oh, yes, the desktop thing. Okay. Putting it in a web browser is putting it in a web browser. That's not putting it on the desktop. That's putting it in a web browser. You want to put it on the desktop? Give me a freaking app. That's on the desktop.
But I'm also reminded that a whole lot of people interacted on, you know, it's I can't call. So when I refer to X, I refer to X as XITTER. And I pronounce that as shh.
Itter. Oh, I thought you were going to pronounce it either Exeter.
Nope.
Or zitter.
Nope. It's definitely a shh. Itter kind of situation. Anyway, the point is,
I'm loving your totally ham-fisted self-censoring of words there.
A whole lot of people operated on Twitter X as in the browser. I never understood that. And I know that it's something that Twitter wanted us to do, and that was even before Elon came back, because they did not want us using apps, especially third-party apps.
Well, I mean, it makes sense why the Twitter platform. By the way, people, I'm not dead naming here. I'm talking about a service that died, that was Twitter, and then Elon has this thing called X.
Yeah. That's fair.
Anyhow, of course they wanted us in their own app or in a web browser because that's where they could control the experience, just like Facebook does.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why Facebook has not had a third party app ecosystem because they can't control that.
Yeah. Right. So, my point, I don't know. I lost my point. My point is that there were a bunch of people who interacted with Twitter and X in a browser on the daily as a matter of choice. And so I'm sure that that's influencing people calling Threads in a browser the desktop.
I'm sure you're right on that.
This is mostly pedantic right, stuff.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people know us.
That's true. Speaking of knowing us, I'm going to be doing Silicon Valley Mug on, I think it's Monday. Is it Monday?
Oh, fun.
Yep, it's Monday, huh? Look at that. It's Monday.
So that would be Monday, October 16th?
Yes. Yes, you can reach out to Silicon Valley Mug and ask them how to get onto the show. I think it's open to the public. So, yeah. Anyway, Silicon Valley Mug.
That's cool.
I'll be speaking there on the Zoom.
Wow. Holy crap, time flies. So you're speaking on the 16th at Silicon Valley Mug. Mm. I'm teaching a podcasting class on the 21st.
Where?
This will be actually in Boulder. So it's an in-person class this time. All day hands-on. Podcasting class.
So this is from your fantabulous work at the Context Machine, right?
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I need to make sure there's a link to Silicon Valley Mug and we
just missed you class. At CapMac.
You did. Yes. Everyone just missed me at CapMac as we record. It was only a couple days ago.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's going to be posted.
I don't know.
Because mine will be posted on the YouTubes eventually.
And I do not know about the CapMac meeting. But it was a lot of fun. And Brian, thank you for being so flexible so that when, without any warning, I pulled you into a live demo.
I was eating dinner.
You just rolled with it.
I was eating dinner.
Oh, so Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah. And the best thing is that you were demonstrating check-in.
Yes.
Which you showed me how to do, you know, like 2 or 3 weeks before that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I promptly blew off my check-in, thus allowing you to be kidnapped or wrecked or, you know.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I was kidnapped. I believe I'm still in the trunk of an El Camino.
Exactly.
Exactly. Wait, do El Caminos have trunks?
No, they don't. That's very funny. My dog is very upset by this.
Yeah, see, that's on you.
Yeah. That is okay, anyway, let me tell you about LinkedIn. What do you say?
Oh, yes, please.
LinkedIn jobs. You need to hire people. You need to hire people. And because you need to hire people, you need to get the right people to apply for the jobs. And that's where LinkedIn Jobs comes in. They help you find the right people for your team faster and for free. So LinkedIn Jobs, they have a system where you get to set up screening questions so that the right people can filter through. And those are the people that are actually getting to you to apply for your job. And that makes it so much easier and better. And this is, of course, you know, they've got hundreds of millions of people around the world that belong to LinkedIn. You get this purple banner on your LinkedIn profile when you have something posted on jobs that says hiring. The hashtag hiring purple banner, so that anybody coming to your profile knows that you're hiring, which means that more people are going to see your job. They've got all these tools set up to help you find the right people. And the biggest one, the one that I like the most, is the dashboard. Mm-hmm. The dashboard lets you have quick and easy access to your job postings and the people that have applied, and it makes it so much easier to manage. And as you know, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
this job market remains tight. I think we added something like 370,000 jobs or something. I believe it's that in September. And so being able to get the right people and being able to find the right people to go to interview is key to being able to get the right people for your team. It's,
you know, Brian, I think this is also a bonus for the job hunters, because it makes it easier for them to find the jobs that are the best fits for them.
It does. Yeah, I guess I tend to present this spot from the standpoint of the person who is looking to hire someone. But, you know, wouldn't you like to know that you're the right person for the job you're applying for?
Right.
I would. And so LinkedIn Jobs really kind of, it goes hand in hand, and it's a much better way of trying to hire people. And I strongly recommend LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn, that's the part I've got to read. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates that you want to talk to faster. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/ACM. That's linkedin.com/ACM to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. It is an excellent way of hiring, and again, I recommend it.
Hey, thank you, LinkedIn Jobs.
Yep, we appreciate them sponsoring us. So the other thing, so we
were going to talk about how I turned you, I'm sorry, how you found an amazing feature that can be really helpful to you in iOS.
Yes. No. Yes. Because the reality is that you told me, I'd completely forgotten about this. So, Let me see if I got this straight. In the health app, you can add the medications that you're taking. And I am taking, as I told everyone, as I revealed last week, I did have a stroke in June. And I am on some medications, you know, blood thinners, potassium. I take a baby aspirin and a couple things for, I think I have a high blood pressure.
I'm pretty sure they have you taking the baby aspirin because of the crying, because
it's because I'm a baby.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can add these medications to the health app, and the health app is theoretically going to help me track them. Is that right? Because I added them like before we recorded. I added all my medications, but.
It's true. Brian made me sit here while he added all the medications.
Right. I didn't just, he showed me how to do it and then I would do it later. I made him wait while I did all my.
And I didn't mind waiting. Brian, just, you know, I'm so happy that, that you're doing so well, because strokes are really scary things. So rock on.
Yeah.
But the thing with the meds, and part of the reason why I was more than happy to just sit there while you went through and added all that stuff, is because I'm betting this will be useful for you, because now that you've got those meds in there, and these are all prescription meds. If you're doing like dietary supplements and stuff, that stuff doesn't go into this.
You can.
But you've got them in there. I don't think so.
Oh, huh.
I mean, maybe you could, but I think this is for prescription meds. But you put in your schedule for when you need to take your meds, and now you're going to get reminders when it's time to take them, and then you check them off when you've done them. So now you have a record of when you took your meds, and if any of your meds have potential interaction issues. Because they're all there together, your iPhone can check the like what do they call it, the online PDR or whatever it is, the physician's desk reference. Anyhow, they can check whatever giant database there is for med interaction issues. And so if there were problems that might have been missed along the way, where if you take this drug and this drug together, you might have this reaction, you will know.
Yeah. And you can also have it be watching for interactions with cannabis, alcohol, and tobacco. I think it was tobacco.
Yes. Yeah.
Tobacco? Is there, are there interactions with them. But I don't do any of those things because I'm a teacher.
Oh, holy crap. Yeah. You can have, there are so many different chemical things that can happen. Like even if it's just straight tobacco, but when you get into commercial cigarettes where there's all these other chemicals added in there, yeah, you can get some weird interactions. Hmm.
So I've lost 46 pounds since my stroke.
And hey, related to that.
Yeah.
I was chatting with someone a couple days ago I wish I could remember who it was. I'll remember later. Anyhow, the point is they saw a video of you online and were commenting on how good you look.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. It's probably my interview with Chuck.
It was yes. I bet it was based on your interview with Chuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Me. All right. Well, there's another link to put in the show notes.
I also posted a video to the Instagrams for whatever that's worth. Anyway, here's the point. The point is that I feel like we should tell people how the entering worked so they can realize how easy it is.
Okay. Yeah.
So you go to your health app, you go to the browse button and you scroll down to where it says medications. You tap through the medications and then you can add a medication and you can scan your barcode that's on your prescription bottle and it will, comes up with the name of the medication and everything. And it assumes that you're only taking it once a day, but you can easily add times and you go through, you add that medication, you pick the way the pill looks so that you have this visual representation, and you then set up the times that you're supposed to take it, and you're done.
Man, look at you rattling through that like a boss.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
I'm looking forward to next week's show when we talk about how this has worked out for you, because you're the first person I know that's been on meds that can go into this and can really test it. Everyone else I know that's been in a position where they're taking stuff, it's been like over the counter things where it's just not what you're going to include in there.
Right.
And so this will be fun.
I, first of all, we're getting older. We know our listeners are getting older right along with us. So I'm sure that this is something that could probably help lots of people. The other thing for me is that it does become a challenge to remember if I've taken my medication. And I've got a little pill bottle, my 7 days mm-hmm. pills, because mm-hmm. because I need that. And but even I don't keep track with that. So I'm really hoping this helps me keep track of stuff. And I'm thinking that a week will actually give me a good idea of whether or not I'll keep up with this in the health app or just delete it all. And because it's Apple's health, it's staying with Apple, staying with me, actually.
Yeah, it's staying with you. And it's encrypted.
Yeah, that's super important. Yeah, the health app has a bunch of stuff. I don't use very much of it, but it has a bunch of stuff.
Well, every now and then you will say something that will trigger something for me where I then tell you about whatever health feature you need to know about.
That's why we do this show.
We do this show so that Brian gets free tech support.
Yes, 100%.
That's it.
Yeah, 100%. So anyway, yeah, there's that feature and it's cool. And I think it's going to be cool. I literally did just start this today.
Listeners, if any of you are using this, let us know how it's been working for you.
Yep. You can do that at contextmachine.io. You can do that on any of our social media. Jeff is JGamut everywhere. I'm GeekTales everywhere. I'd prefer it be Threads, but I will probably see it if it's anywhere else. Or even Context Machine. Yeah, Context Machine on Mastodon and Post.
And if you feel inclined to give Brian a hard time about just discovering a feature that that was already in iOS before iOS 17.
Yep.
That's perfectly acceptable.
This wasn't exactly breaking news.
No, what's breaking news really is that you got organized and put your meds into this.
Yes. Yes.
Well done.
All right. So I think we have a show.
I think we do.
So that means I do this. And then I say, that's this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded just for the show. And you were going to say something, Jeff?
I was going to say thank you to LinkedIn Jobs for being our sponsor, and then ask you, what's that link that people can go to?
Oh, that link. You mean the link to go to for LinkedIn Jobs?
Yes.
Right. LinkedIn.com/ACM.
Awesome.
Post your job for free. All right. Thanks to everyone. Thanks for being here with us. And we hope you have a good day.
Okay, let's do this again, but hit record this time.
that has happened. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I really do.